Parshas Beshalach. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see that an inyan that we discussed last week continues its theme in this week's parsha. Don't worry, for those of you who can't remember what we spoke about last week, we will review it tonight. Let's have a look, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, tonight for a few moments at the Shira, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Shira, which of course takes central place in this week's parsha. Oz Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yisroel es Hashira Hazois Lashem, the Shira which we say every day of our lives in the morning. Now we know, famous Yisoid, which is Mavua, very much in the Psukim, that the Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Satayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so quite clearly when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Bohitziacho es Ha'om Mitzrayim, when you take this nation out of Mitzrayim, Ta'avdun es Eloikim Alohor Azeh, they will serve me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this mountain. And Rashi says, that was the purpose, that was the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, in order that they should be mekabel l'Torah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. When they leave Mitzrayim, v'hitziach ha'sa'om Mitzrayim, they will serve me on this mountain. In which case, we need to ask a very fundamental question. And that is, why indeed did that not happen? Klal Yisrael did not receive the Torah immediately following their departure from Mitzrayim. First, they had to have this, the big showdown at the Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shiras Hayom. Why was that a necessary stage before Matan Torah? After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said quite clearly, when you leave Mitzrayim, you will be mekabel the Torah. That's not what happened. They left Mitzrayim. They were not mekabel the Torah immediately, rather, they encountered the Mitzrayim once again at the Yamsuf. A miracle, the Yamsuf was split, the Shira, Shiras Hayam, Parshas Beshalach, and then, and only then, do we get to Parshas Yisroi and Kabbalah Satorah. But Yitzias Mitzrayim happened last week in Parshas Boi. So wouldn't have I expected Parshas Boi to be followed by Parshas Yisroi, Kabbalah Satorah? And it's not. We have, as it were, interjected Parshas Beshalach. The whole episode, the Neis Godel of Kriyas HaYamsuf and Shiras HaYam. So why indeed was that written? Why is the Torah not just written? Why did that happen? Why did that happen in between the parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the parasha of Matan Torah? Now, a further question must be asked. This is a question we have dealt with in previous years. Why indeed did Klal Yisrael not sing Shira when they left Mitzrayim? Oz Yashir Moshe, the optimum word, Oz. Then they sang Shira. So it seems to be as if the Torah is already alluding to this question. They only sang Shira then, following the Nes of the Kriyas Yamsuf, but not when they left Mitzrayim. So the Netziv says that's true, because when they got to Kriyas Yamsuf, they arrived at the Gemar Hatzolah. And you only sing Shira, you only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Mevorchin Al Hatzolah Ad Hasif. Why indeed was this called the Gemar of the Hatzolah? So if you look, Rabbeinu Bachai explains that when an Eved, for example, leaves his master, he's freed, he's always worried that the master will come running after him. So his freedom hasn't really come to a fruition, hasn't come to a Gemar. The Loshon of Rabbeinu Bachai is, Ein ha-gu'ulo shleimo eitzel ho-eved until misas ho-odoin. Until his previous master has passed away, and then he knows once and for all, he's not going to be coming back. This is what Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Parshas Vo'era. So too he says with Geulas Mitzrayim, when were they considered really to have been freed? Only after Kriyas Yamsuf, Va'oz, Hoiso, Hatashua, Shleimo. And only then was the Tshua, Shleimo, it was complete. So it's true. We understand that the Geula had not really been completed in Parshas Boi. The Gemar of the Geula is really in Parshas Beshalach, because once and for all, Klal Yisrael see the enemy vanquished, the Mitzrayim all, Meisal Sfas Hayam, and that was the Gemar of the Geula. But that doesn't entirely answer our question, because after all, why was it necessary for Matan Torah only to follow the Gemar of the Geula? Why indeed could they not have received the Torah immediately having left Mitzrayim? That's the question that we need to understand. In other words, what we're going to try and be mevarech tonight together is, what was the significance of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shira thereafter? Why was that a necessary introduction to Matan Torah? So in order to answer this question, let's review a very important yesod we mentioned last week. Two Gedolei Olam, two of the greatest Mashkichim in post-war, Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yeruchim of the Meir, and Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, also of the Meir, but then of Ponovich. Rabbi Yeruchim asked Rabbi Chatzkel, what do you think is the limud of the parashiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What is the lesson that we are supposed to be homing in on? The lesson to be derived from Parshas Shemois, Va'era, Boi, Beshalach. So Rabbi Chatzkel said, Emuna. Emuna. To which Rabbi Yeruchim responded, Avdus. The fact that we are Avdei Hashem. Now, what did Rabbi Chatzkel mean when he said Emuna? We know, we've quoted many times in this year, Chazal say, it's actually a medrash in this week's parasha, Parshas Beshalach, Lo nigalu avoseinu elo bizchus ho'emuna. The whole ticket to leave Mitzrayim and be zeicha to the Gula was Emuna. Vaya'amein ha'am. In fact, Kriyas Yamsuf is also, the Shira Sayam is introduced by the words, Vayaminu Bashem, Emuna. It's all about Emuna. On the other hand, we also understand Rabbi Yeruchim. After all, when we left Mitzrayim, we became the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Veloy Avdei Para. It's all about Avdus. So which one is it? Is it Emuna? Is that the theme? Is that the dominant lesson of these parashiyos? Or is it Avdus? So if you remember, we explained last week that essentially there's no contradiction. One must bring the other. You might remember we said the story of the Chazon Ish. When the Prime Minister, Ben Gurion, Prime Minister of Israel, came to visit Lahavdil Elef Avdola Ismoron Chazon Ish to discuss the law of conscription, etc., etc. During the conversation, Ben Gurion said to the Chazon Ish, you should know I'm a ma'amin. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think I'm just a kofer, I'm an atheist. Ani ma'amin. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazon Ish was supposed to have responded either directly to Ben Gurion or to those around him. He said it in Yiddish, but I'll translate. He said, Emuna, was is garnished machayev, is garnished vert. Emuna, which doesn't require, doesn't obligate you to do anything, is in fact not worth anything. Just this past Shabbos, I was zeicher to daven in the Groshul, and I found myself sitting next to Rabbi Chaim Kirshenbaum Shlita. He was the one that I initially heard this story from. So I told him, I just quoted you in a shir this week. So he told me that the nusach that he heard the story was that the Chazon Ish was supposed to have responded to Ben Gurion and said very politely, as far as I know, in every faith, not dafka in Yiddishkeit, there doesn't exist a faith in the world which doesn't require commitment. Emuna, which doesn't come the day avdus, if the faith does not require commitment on your part, it's not worth any. In other words, when Ben-Gurion said, Ani ma'amin, I believe, but if that's not mechayev you to be an Eved Hashem, then that Emuna is worthless. And therefore we were explained last week that essentially there's no machloikas between Rabbi Yeruchim and Rabbi Chatzkel. Is the limit of these parashiyos Emuna or Avdus? Well, let me quote you some words in the writings of Rabbi Yeruchim himself. V'to'us hu, he writes. It's a terrible mistake. B'misha choshev, anybody who thinks that Tachlis Yetzias Mitzrayim is Emuna levad. If you think it's merely Emuna, you're making a grave error. She tachlis to emuna is shemizeh teitze avdus. Avdus has to emerge from emuna. He writes it so sharply that in two ma'amorim later on he writes the following words. Anybody who thinks that emuna was the prime tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, listen to these very sharp words. Ein loy chelek beloike Yisrael. Ein loy chelek beloike Yisrael. If we could just ask everybody once again to please be muted. Ein loy chelek beloike Yisrael. If somebody thinks that the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Emuna, he has no chelek in Eli Yisrael. Why not? Shebe'emes tachlis hakoil hi avdus. That's the yesoid that we mentioned last week. We brought a number of sources for it. We based it on a Mishnah Brura. We spoke about Shabbos. That's not our Inyan tonight. So the Yesoida we discussed last week is, Emuna is not where it ends. Emuna is where it begins. Emuna has to bring a person to Avdus. If it doesn't manifest itself, if one's Emuna doesn't become converted into becoming an Eved Hashem, then the Emuna is worthless. And that's what the Chazon Ish was saying. If it's Machai of nothing, then it's worth nothing. So it's no use in saying, but I'm a Mamin. Yes, but you don't put tefillin on in the morning. You don't feel an obligation to learn Torah or keep Shabbos. So in what way does that emunah manifest itself in Avdus? It doesn't. So it's not mechayev anything. Well, then it's not worth it. So I'd really like to tonight just continue off from where we learnt last week. Because we need to explain how indeed does emunah bring a person to Avdus. What is the equation over here? It begins with emunah. But it ends in Avdus. So what is the limud of these parashiyos? Is it Emuna or is it Avdus? And the answer is, it must necessarily be both. How indeed do you get from one to the other? And I think if we understand what the link is, the bridge, how is it that we get from Emuna to Avdus, then we will have a whole deeper understanding and the purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shira, and then understand why that was a necessary requirement, a preliminary stage before Matan Torah. How is it that Emunah is supposed to bring you to Avdus? And the answer is, in Rabbi Yerucham himself, it is to be found there. So I'd like to quote you his very important words. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we mentioned, is to come to Matan Torah, to be Mekabel Oil Torah, to be Mekabel Oil Mitzvahs, in other words, to become an Eved Hashem. What is an Eved if he doesn't follow the instructions of the Master? Well, then he's not an Eved. So by being Mekabel the Torah, that is the greatest manifestation of being an Eved Hashem. If I'm an Eved and you are the Odoin, then I must indeed follow your instructions. Your instructions are the Torah or Mitzvahs. But listen to the following words of Rabbi Rucham, and this is a colossal Yesod in Yiddishkeit. Shekiven shemakirim tuvoi v'chastoi. When a person, it begins with Emunah, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. I believe and I see the tremendous koichos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said before, merely to believe in it, if that's not mechayev anything, is not worth anything. Here comes the equation. When one believes and one recognizes the koichos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one sees the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers us with, one is makir toiv. That obligates Avdus. V'habiyur ho'amiti, says Rabbi Rucham. The true explanation of Akoras HaToiv is Avdus v'hishtabdus lebal HaToiv. Even in English, when we talk about Akoras HaToiv, we talk about a debt of gratitude, not an expression of gratitude. A debt of gratitude means that when I recognize I have emunah, if somebody does me a chesed, firstly I have to be ma'amin, I have to recognize that there was somebody who performed that chesed, rather than denying and declaring it happened by itself. But once I recognize that I have the emunah, I then have that debt of gratitude, I feel indebted to you, I have to do something in return. Well, that's true when your friend does a chesed to you. Lahavdil v'kal v'choyva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed, yes, it begins with emunah. I recognize that something has happened over here from a tremendous koyach, and a tremendous chesed has been done for me. But that's not where it ends. That brings me to Hakoras HaToiv, and it's Hakoras HaToiv that propels me to Avdus. This, Rabbeisai, is the equation. As Rabbi Rucham said, anybody who thinks that the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Emunah is gravely mistaken. It's not. It's Avdus. One leads to the other. But how does it lead to the other? The piece in the puzzle. That middle piece is Emunah generates Hakoras HaToiv. Hakoras HaToiv then festers that feeling of, I have a debt of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Yerucham, open up a Chovas Alvavas. You don't even have to read the Sefer. Just look at the Seder. The Chovas Alvavas has an entire Shar called Shar HaBechino. What's Shar HaBechino all about? Emunah. Look around the world, and everywhere you open your eyes, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the next shar? Shar Avodas HaElokim. Emuna brings you to Avdus. How so? This bit you do have to read. The Chovas Halvavos in his introduction to Shar Avodas HaElokim says that now that you have learned Shar HaBechino, and you have realized that you are surrounded by the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are mamin in that, that generates a feeling of HaKoras HaToiv, and that must necessarily propel you to Avodas HaElokim. Says Rabbi Yerucham, that's why. Have you ever noticed, this is also something that we've discussed in the past, the entire Seder night, almost all of the Haggadah, what are we quoting? Which psukim are we quoting in the Haggadah? Most of the psukim are from the parasha of Bikurim in Parashas Kisavi. Do you know why? Because Bikurim is all about Hakaras HaTov. So is Avodas HaElokim. That is the theme on Seder night. The theme of the Seder night is Bikurim, Hakaras HaTov. As Rashi says there, Higadati Hayoim, Einoi Kofui Toiva. I recognize the good. But again, to merely recognize the good and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it doesn't manifest itself into Avdus, then that too is worthless. So it begins with Emuna, it moves to HaKoras HaToiv, when I mamin that there's a mative, and that then generates a feeling, I have a debt of gratitude. I have to respond by obeying the Master. After all, look what he's done for me. This is a theme that I found in the writings of Rabbi Yerucham in many, 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 many places. And it's a very, very big yesod. And if you think about it, that is the theme on the Leil HaSeder, not just during the Haggadah. We take four cups of wine. Why do we have four cups of wine? Says the Marsha, this is Keneged Arbo'o Tzrichim Lohoidos. We know four people have to bench HaGomel. Who are they? Those who have crossed the sea, those who have crossed the desert, those who are ill, and those who were in jail. All four of those happened to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were ill, they were being tortured, they recovered. They crossed the Midbar, they crossed the Yam, and they were imprisoned. Those four expressions of Hoidoya are with a Kois Yayin. Mo'oshiv Lashem, and then we say Kois Yeshua'is Esau. So the entire theme of the Arba Koisais is also one of Hoidoa. What else do we have on the Seder night? The matzahs. The Mordechai says, the reason why we have three matzahs is that reminds us of the Korban Toidah. In the Korban Toidah, there were three types of matzah. So we see therefore really that the entire theme of the Seder night, it's all about HaKoras HaToiv. Why is it about HaKoras HaToiv? Because the basis of our Avodas Hashem is HaKoras HaToiv. I personally have heard on a number of occasions from Rav Brev de Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I heard him say this in different shmuzen, in Bet Shemesh and in London. And he used to say, I was zoicha to have a kesher, a very personal kesher, with many G'dayli Yisrael. Indeed, he was zoicha. He was very close to Rav Shach, and Rav Chatzkel, and the Briskerov, and others. And he said, each G'dol B'Yisrael had their mahalach and their derech. But he said, on many occasions, if I could sum up one common theme between all the G'dayli Yisrael that I was zoicha to know, it would be HaKoras. All of them had profound gratitude to anybody who ever did them a chesed. That is the basis of being an Eved Hashem. Somebody who is not prepared to be Makir Toiv, to feel that debt of gratitude, can never be an Eved Hashem. But it all begins by recognizing that there was a chesed performed. That's called Emunah. If you don't appreciate that the chesed was performed, I'm not a mamin. I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done me anything. I deserve it all, or it happened by itself, or it was all my doing. But if I'm a mamin, I realize that the source of all chesed is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that has to create a feeling of HaKoras HaToiv, and that is what propels me to become an Eved Hashem. I think we can now come back to the inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf and Shiras Hayam, and I think we will see that our initial question was answered. What was the Shiras Hayam all about? What was Kriyas HaYamsuf all about? So we said essentially this was the Gemar of the Geula. It was the Gemar of the Geula because finally the enemy, the Mitzrayim, had been done away with. It began with Emunah. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem. It began with Emunah. What did we say? What does Emuna have to create? Hakaras HaTov, Hoidoya. On the words Oz, Yoshir, Moshe, you know what the Targum says? Neshabeach v'noide kodem Hashem. The Shira was all about Hoidoya. This is our equation. Emuna has to generate Hakaras HaTov. The Hakaras HaTov came to its fruition at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Why was there no Hakaras HaTov when they left Mitzrayim? The answer is there was, but it wasn't complete, because the enemy hadn't yet been vanquished. At which stage was the Geula Shlema? Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mitzrayim have now Meis Al Sfas Hayom. What do we say every night in Maariv? V'ra'u bonov gvurosoi shibachu v'hoidu lishmoi. The Shira was not just a standing ovation or a round of applause for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shibchu v'hoidu. It was hoidoya. The aside of the Shira was hoidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Based on that emuna, they recognize that a tremendous chesed had been performed for them. How does that manifest itself? Shira v'hoidoya. And now go to the very last posuk of the Shira. What's the final posuk in the Shira? Hashem yimloich la'olam va'ed. Nifla v'yosa. Nifla v'yosa. The whole equation of emuna brings to Hakaras HaTov, which brings to avdus, it's all there in the Shira. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'mamoshe avdoi brings you to an oz yoshe moshe. Shibachu v'hoidu nishmoi. But what's the tachlis of that? The tachlis is that I declare that Hashem yimloich la'olam v'ed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, and I am the eved. So there we have it. Emuna has brought Klal Yisrael to avdus. But how so? Through the Shira, through Hakaras HaTov. Let me just read to you some words of the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen, on Parshas V'zois HaBrocha, on the words, Vayehi Bishurun Melech. On the words Vayehi Bishurun Melech, says the Vilna Goyen, Rotzoloima, Shehimlichu Yisrael es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When did Klal Yisrael crown? When did they coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech? Beshira. Vezehu biyeshurun Melech. Yeshurun from the word Shira. At the time of the Shira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became coronated as the king. Sheomru Hashem yimloich la'olam va'ed. And in fact, if we go back to our Tfilas Maariv, V'ra'u v'onav gvurosoi, Shibachu v'hoidu lishmoi. They thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the next word? U'malchusoi b'rotzoin kiblu aleihem. And they were makabel the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They declared HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the melech, thereby themselves as an eved, and that was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, I think we've answered our original question. If the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalas Torah, Kabbalas Mitzvahs, why did that not happen immediately when they left Mitzrayim? And the answer is, because the Emuna had to bring about the Hakaras HaTov. That happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. That manifests itself in the Shira. The Shira was the introduction to Matan Torah. They had to have that overriding feeling of Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which occurred at the Gemar of the Geula, so that they declare Hashem Yimloich La'olam Void. The whole purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole purpose of the Shira was that final pasuk, Hashem Yimloich La'olam Void. That was the tachlis, as we explained. Merely to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our thanks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to stand up and give him a standing ovation. Rather, Hashem Yimloich La'olam Void, that HaKaras HaTov, that brings a debt of gratitude because I feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and therefore I am his Eved. That was the requirement. Now you're ready to be makabel. To be makabel the Torah, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecho Asher Tzeisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. You are my avodim, but you have to declare so. Where did you declare that you are avdei Hashem? At the Shira. Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilom Vo. So when Rabbi Yeruchim met Rabbi Yechatzko, and he said, what is the limit of these parishes? And he said, Emuna. And Rabbi Yeruchim said, it's avdus. They're both right. Those are two halves of one coin. The emunah has to bring about avdus, as the Chazon Ish explained. Emunah, which is not mechayev anything, is not worth anything. But how indeed do we go from emunah to avdus? The key is hakarasat. And that's why on the Leil HaSeder, the dominant theme is hakarasatoy, the bikurim, the dalet kosos, the matzah, and all of that was the key stage of Kriyas Yamsuf and Shira. When the Geula finally came to its completion, and Klal Yisrael's Hakoras HaToiv was manifest in the Shira, Shibuchu V'hoidu Lishmoi, that became the catalyst that propelled them to Umalchusoi V'rotzoim Kiblu Aleh. Oh, you'd be Makabal the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, and only now, are you ready to be Makabal the Toiv. To be Makabal the Mitzvahs, to declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and you are the Eved, and therefore you are going to fulfill the 613 mitzvahs, first feel that HaKoras HaToiv, Shibuchu V'hoidu Lishmoi, and declare Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Voed. Now you can be Makabal the Toiv. So, yes, it's true that the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was indeed Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Klal Yisrael's acceptance that they are the Eved and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. But the necessary stage that they had to go through before that was that overwhelming feeling of HaKoras HaToiv. That's what led them to declare Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Vo. Like we said before, Rabbi Rucham says that is the Biur Amiti of HaKoras HaToiv. HaKoras HaToiv does not mean to say thank you. HaKoras HaToiv is to feel that debt of gratitude. What can I do to respond? I feel that debt. I feel indeed indebted to you. So let us just finish with one line in the Avudram. Every day in davening, the Shliach Tzibur reviews the whole of Shemoneh Esrei. And he's Moitzias. He's our Shliach. That's why he's called the Shliach Tzibur. Except for one part. When it comes to Moedim, then we don't rely on his Shlichus. We too, every individual has to say, Moedim Anachnu Loch. Why is that? Says the Avudram the following words. B'moedim, Ein Derech Ho'eved Lohoidois L'Raboi. An Eved never thanks his master, V'loimar Loi, to say to him, Adoini Atol, you are my master, Al Yidei Shliach. That's not the way the Eved declares his allegiance to the master, through a Shliach. Elo, kol odom tzorich lekabel bepiv. One has to be mekabel with your own mouth, oil malchu shomayim, not through a shliach. If you read these words of the Avudram, at face value, they make no sense whatsoever. An eved does not declare to the master that I am your eved. He doesn't do so through a shliach. That may be the case. What's that got to do with moedim? We're not talking about declaring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the master, we're talking about Moedim. So what do you see in the Avudram? Everything we have just discussed. When we are Moedah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our round of applause. Essentially, when we are Moedah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what in fact are we are saying? That we are the Eved, you are the master. Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilom Voed. That's inappropriate to do Al Yidei Shliach. You cannot thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a Shliach. The Shliach Tzibur can indeed be our Shliach for the whole of Shemoneh Esrei, but not when it comes to declaring that I am an Eved. Where? Which bracha is it that I'm declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Odoin, the Melech, and I am the Eved? It's in Moedim. What's that got to do with Moedim? Everything to do with Moedim. HaKoras HaToiv brings Avdus. That was the Yisoid of the Chovas Halvavos, that was the Yisoid of Rabbi Rucham, and that is the whole Yisoid of Shiras Hayam. Shibuchu v'hoidu lishmoi, when they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that propelled them to Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilom Voed. It brought that feeling of, we are the Eved, you are the Melech. And now they were ready to be Makabal. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.